Так, где мумлялась? Майла рафилы ахей лома рафпопенеш мейди рове лой ливая. That's where we left off. Now I just want to go over that price of Reb Elazar ben Yehuda Ish Bar Tusi. That's the basic sugya in Shabbos Shechalis be'Arav Pesach. So the Gemara said, "V'boi seine Rav." The reason is why Rav paskens like Reb Yehuda, that you are allowed to eat chometz only in the first dalet choice, but after dalet choice not allowed to eat chometz in Shor Hamishis, not allowed to eat chometz, is because he paskens like Reb Elazar ben Yehuda Ish Bar Tusi. The Tanya, Aboso Shechalias B'Shabbos, Nivarim Meshakeo Milifnei HaShabbos. If Aboso Erev Pesach was Chal on Shabbos, so Reb Elazar ben Yehuda Ish Bar Tusi says, Nivarim Meshakeo Milifnei HaShabbos. What does Meshakeo mean? What does Hakeo mean? As I mentioned, the Machlokes, the Rif, and Rabbi Nefai. According to the Rif, so Hakeo doesn't mean Bein Chum, Bein Truma. But Hakeo means Bein Truma, Tohiro, Bein Truma, Tmeya. That's Hakeo. But Reb Elazar ben Yehuda Ish Bar Tusi, he applies only to Truma, not to Chum. And according to Rabbi Ephraim, Hakeo means everything. Bein Truma, Bein Chum. So that's the Machlokes. So, now, let's consider it according to the Pshat of the Rif, that Hakeo doesn't mean Bein Truma, Bein Chum. It means Bein Truma Tehira, Bein Truma Tmeya. So Mivarim Meshakeo, Truma, any kind of Truma, Tehira, Tmeya. So we have to be Mivarim Lifnei HaShabbos, Lifnei HaShabbos, and Erev Shabbos. Why? And not to be reviled on Shabbos. But Chum, so we have to be reviled Bismani, because Chum has many Echlin. So it's very likely that there will be enough Echlin. Why should he be reviled Erev Shabbos? He can accommodate many guests on Shabbos. But Truma, so he can only give it to Kehanim. So there aren't so many Ochlin available. So Mele, Reb Elazar ben Yehuda Ish Bar Tusi says, he has to Mivayer Erev Shabbos. But of the Truma itself, he should leave the Shiur of Mozin Shtei Suris. Umishayim Nateis Mozin Shtei Suris. Ki Lechel Adalit Shoyis. So Agavurche, Reb Elazar ben Yehuda Ish Bar Tusi is mentioning that Erev Pesach you can eat chometz only till Dalet Shoyis, even though his primary concern now is not with the Zman Achilas Chometz Erev Pesach. His primary concern is with the halachas of Shabbos Erev Pesach. But Agavurche, he mentions Kli Lechel Adalet Shoyis. Rashi, Kleis Sofik Tmeis, Sofik Teiris, Mozin Shtei Sudis, V'loi Sholish, V'chol Sholish Sudis, V'Shabetz, Avi Shachis U'Minche, V'Erev Pesach Oso Lechem U'Minche U'Mayo. So we see from this Rashi that the mitzvah of what is called Sholish Sudis, I mean it's interesting, we call it Sholish Sudis, but grammatically it's incorrect. I mean, it's Sholish Sudis, it's Sudish Lishis, still, excuse me. So, it's still the word, the universal expression in Sholish Sudis. It's not that the Jews throughout the generations didn't know Hebrew grammar. They knew as much Hebrew grammar as a child in the day school here in Chicago. So everybody knows the Cholish Shudas means three Shudas, not the third Shudas. Why is it that it's called Cholish Shudas? Cholish Shudas. You eat Cholish Shudas. No, not yet. But yeah, already ate two Shudas. The answer is, Al Pikabore, it is so, that the Shudas Shlishis combines in itself all the three Shudas. All the three Shudas. That's why it's called Shalosh Shudas. But Shitas Rashi is the Shudas Shlishis. Shudas Shlishis can be eaten only after Chatzis, after Mincha, after Chatzis. But in the morning before Chatzis, he cannot be mekayim the mitzvah of Shudas Shlishis. The Hadar Sheinim Achilik Rashi. So why only Mosin stay 2 days? So since he can be mekayim Shudas Shlishis, in the morning too, so he should live longer. Shall we Shudas? The answer is a person eats as much as he can. And even if for some reason he has to eat 2 Shudas in the morning, he's not going to eat double. He's going to divide the food that he would ordinarily eat in 1 Suda, so he'll break it up into 2. So mele, in final analysis, he only has to live over more than Shteisus. Dibur Rabbi Zabi Rabbi Batuse, Shoma Moshum Rabbi Yeshua, Omru Lei, Teheres Lo Yisrif. Why should he burn Erev Shabbos the Truma that is there? Shema Yimtzo Yemochli. Maybe there will be Kehanim Yes. Omru Hem for Big Shibur Motzo. He was looking at Shabbos for guests, and he didn't find. Amulei shemachus lechem olamu, amalehem lidivreichem afkiris liyisrefu. Why? Because maybe Leo will be mivarat us that it's not ame v'itarom. Amulei from muftachon liyisrael shein Leo bo loy be'avi shaboseis v'loy be'avi yamtevim. Mipnei atereach. You see from this Gemara, I mean, how strong the emunah in Bias HaMashiach Chol Yom Shiyove is. In other words, he said to him, Erbaz Ben Yehudi Bartus, he said to the Chachomim, Lidivreichem, Afkiris Lo Yisrifu, Shem Yehudi Yeliyo, V'yitarom. So he said there is a special reason. Because in Leo Bo Levi Barb Shabosis, Leo Barb Yom Tidim, Lipni Atarech. Omu, Luizozo Mishom, Achikovu Haloche, Kirablaza Ben Yehudi Ish Batusi. Alright. Teres Levi Sefu Klau, Holivu Igias Manu Levaya, Viafa Pishi Eishli Shio, Shlian Shibesi, Shoke, Shemo Yimtsu, Kian Mochim Shiachilum, for nafsi tumo biyadayim, vim lo yimtso yachim mimocha olik, lekal bikhanim, lo yivat lim libe, for bikshin ol mozo kolen akol ma she yeish loy, livakish for bikish, to bishabes lo yorveyachim, uch for yidea lo boki u beisun iyo miyo vetzloy, lono lo shimolin, shemo bisecha tchum lonim, ki hanim olchim halaylo, vi yovey ol mocha. לדבריכם, לחשים לשם המייל פרגיסו אלו בתרס, אפילו יש לו יסרפו, כי אם זמן הם שם לא ולא היינו מוכו, כי אם זמן ביורם ויתארם, ואין מה ולמוגע בהם תומו ואיכו, לא יבר בשבוסיס, והיים ערב שבס או מוכו ערב יומתם, מפני התרח שיש לנו עשי של שבס, ויתרו לו בין. So my love, וכל זו שמעת שקוב הלוכי, כבר גם יהודי יש בארטו, ששם המשון בישוע, So what did Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda Ish Batusse say? 2 halachas. One, that Shabbos Erev Pesach, we have to mivayer Erev Shabbos, just to leave over Mosin Shtei Shudas. And number 2, that you can eat at our choice. So, The Gemara assumed that Kova Alocha Ekir, Ablezer Ben Yudi Batuse, has reference to both points, to the question of being Mivayer, Fayer of Shabbos, and not Shabbos of Pesach, and also to the question of our choice. So it's Alocha. Yes, what
is it? Isn't that like
Rabbi Yehuda
says?
Yeah, well, that's what the Gemara is saying, like Rabbi Yehuda. So, my love, I feel like it. Omar Rav Pope Mishmei de Rope, Lein Livaya, that it's covered only in respect to the bio of the Chometz and Erev Shabbos, and not this money on Shabbos Erev Pesach, on Shabbos Erev Pesach. But as far as Dalit Choyitz is concerned, that he only mentioned Agav Ruche, that is not Halochek Meiz. My love, I feel like it. Behold, more of Kovu Kemezi. But my she covers man achir at all choice. But I feel be true more. Lo yivay, hold the Kovu Kemezi, liar of achir. Ere be be, or shall you have a of chulukin olof. Shall you bow teire sad lumocho. Kovu, the seer female of Shabbos, vishleish also. Avo, the shiro leilo memeloch, kdil achir at homi shoyis, vehi bichwal. Now, so this is the shite of the Rif. Now, we went over once, go over again. Abo tachum tesem dalet. Abo so shechaliz b'shabes, mibarnu meshakir mulifnei ha-shabes. Divrei Rav Meir. So Rav Meir says that we have to mibarnu hakir mulifnei ha-shabes. V'chachomim eimrein bizmanei. Nagus and Shabbos. The blessed of the Tzadik in Meir, Tchumon lefnei HaShabbos, Yechum bizman. Tani, the blessed of the Tzadik in Meir, Pamacha Asher Asaba Biyavne, Vichol Arbo Soliyaz Bishabbos, Ubo Zunin Mimun Asher Gamriel, Vyomar Higi Ha'is Lebayer Es HaChometz, Vyolachti Acharabe, Ubiyarnu Es HaChometz. Rashi. So Rashi says, Abos Shchaliz b'Shabbos, Mivar Neshakir Milfnei HaShabbos, Bein Chum, what it means, Hakir, Bein Chum, Bein Trumo, Chutz Nodei Achilose, b'Shabbos. Even though Rav Meir doesn't say Chutz, Mosen Shtei Sudes, Rav Lezer Ben Yehuda Nishbatu said that. Now Gemara Daf Yud Gimel says, Mishaya. But Chmiya doesn't say Shio, but Rashi says that Nastam, when it says Mivarim Mesakim Fnei HaShabbos, it means excluding that quantity of Chometz that is necessary for the Sures. This is what Rashi says. Ben Chum Ben Trumo Chutz Nebi Achlos Eli Shabbos Avol Kol Ma Shoset Libaya Libaya De Balamoya is Chilek on Rashi. And Balaam Moyer says that when Reb Meir says Mivar Neshakir Milfnei HaShabbos, it means, excuse me, Hakir Mamish, and we don't leave anything over. Now then the question arises, if he has to be Mivar every bit of Chometz, what will he eat Shabbos Erev Pesach? What will he eat Shabbos Erev Pesach? Chometz he cannot eat. Even early in the morning he's Mivar. He's, and even Friday night he will not be able to eat chometz. He's mivaya all the chometz. On Friday, and matzeh, so kol ha'ichel matzeh be'erev Pesach, kilubol ha'rososi be'beis chomov. So mele what will he eat? So the Balaam Moyer says, this is the Balaam Moyer shite, that the iser of eating matzeh, erev Pesach, is only when you're not allowed to eat chometz. But as long as you're allowed to eat chometz, let's say until 10 o'clock, you're allowed to eat chometz, you're allowed to eat matzah too. So mele, there's no kasha, what will he eat Friday night, what will he eat Shabbos morning? He'll eat matzah. But the shita of Rambam is not like that. And probably most, and the Ram shita is also not like that. And it is that Erev Pesach, we are not allowed to eat the whole day Erev Pesach. And not only we are not allowed to eat in the morning, early in the morning, 7 o'clock, until 10 o'clock, when it's mutar to eat chometz, but even the night of Erev Pesach, it appears from the Ram, so you're not allowed to eat, even the night of Erev Pesach, you see. So the whole Erev Pesach, matzah is asur. But what Amora Shiti is that Erev Pesach is only osir after 10 o'clock. When chometz is osir, so matzah is also osir. So, bein chum, bein trumo, chus in dech losu li Shabbos, avu chum ma'ashos li vaya li vaya. Trumo, chachom li, trumo mi lifnei ha-Shabbos, שאין יוכל אחיל עולה לזורים ולא לבאים לזורים אולי שאיסו יפשע אבל חול נמצאות לבייר אלא בזמן יש יוכל נמצא מייכון הרבה Right, now let's see what the Rif says on this Mishnah that we test and then let's see what the Rif says on our Gemara that we give Tamachas Shabbos Abba Biyavne Bechol Abosho Liz Bishabbos Ubozu Mune Shabbos Hanem Leo Vyomar Yiyaz Man Levaya Zachomitz Velachti Acharabu Vyarno Zachomitz Vykaimolon Kerablezer Bar Tzadik Dikoye Kerablezer Ish Bartuse Dihil Chasek Avosi So the Rif says that Aloch is like Kerablezer Bar Tzadik What does the Kerablezer Bar Tzadik say? Trumo that doesn't have many ochrim, so is Mufnei HaShabbos, v'chulim bizmanon. So that's like Rabbi Lezer ish batusi. So the Rabbi Ephraim is masik on it. He says that Rabbi Lezer ben Yehudi ish batusi differs from Rabbi Lezer ben Rabbi Tzadik on 2 points. First of all, Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Tzadik makes a distinction between Trum and Tru. Between Trum and Tru. So, according to him, so we are only by Tru Erev Shabbos. But Chum is Bizmano. Rabbi Lezer ben Yudish Bartuse says, Mivarin is Hakel Mifnei Shabbos. And what does Hakel mean? Rabbi Ephraim is James, it means Ben Trumo, Ben Cho. So that's one point of difference. Then there's another point of difference between Rabbi Lezer ben Rabbi Tzadik and Rabbi Lezer ben Yehuda Ish Batusi. Rabbi Lezer ben Tzadik, so he says, Trumo Lufnei HaShabbos, we are not Mishayer anything. We are not Mishayer anything. That's how you understand it. Mashe'inkin Rabbi Lezer ben Yehuda ish batuse, even in respect to Trumo says, Mishayerim losin shtesutz. So the Ram says that insofar as the first point is concerned, so Rabbi Ephraim assumes that when Rabbi Lezer ben Yehuda ish batuse says, Mivaren esakir, he means, Bein chum, bein trumo. So maybe he's chilek on Rabbi Lezer ben Rabbi Tzadik. According to the Rif, says the Ram, when Rabbi Lezer ben Yehuda ish batuse says hakel, doesn't mean bein chum, bein trumo, but it means bein trumo tehiro, bein trumo tmeo, but only trumo is mifnei HaShabbos. But Chumun is Bisman, so it's like a blessed Barab Tzadik. In regard to the second point, Rabbi Ephraim says there is a difference between Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadik and Rabbi Elazar ben Yehudi Batuse, because according to Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadik, so we are mivayed all the Chumun Erev Shabbos. We don't leave anything over. We don't leave anything over. What we eat, there's no kashi. A Kayan can also eat Chum, you see. So he doesn't have to agree, you know, with the Ramoya Shite that it's mutar to eat matzah Erev Pesach until Shor Hamishis, that it's mutar to eat chometz. He can say, like most Rishonim, it's also even the night of Erev Pesach. But according to Rabbi Elazar Barab Tzadik, so it's only Truma that he has to be via, but Chum Chometz he doesn't have to be via, so he'll be able to eat Chum. The king can eat Chum too. The king doesn't have to eat only Truma, so there is no problem. So anyway, according to Rabbi Ephraim, there is a difference, because according to Rabbi Elazar Barab Tzadik, So he's mivayah all the truma Erev Shabbos, and according to Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadik, he lives over Mosen Shtei Sudes truma. So he says, the Ran says, according to the Rif, when Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadik says truma milifnei Shabbos, he means, but he has to live over Mosen Shtei Sudes, just as Rashi says, I'll live with Rabbi Meir. Mivar nesakir, but he has to live over Mosen Shtei Sudes. So merely it's ein hach. It's Einach. So this is the machlekes between the Rif and Rabbi Ephraim. Now the Baramoya is also chilik on the Rif, and the Baramoya says that whereas the Rif says that we pass them like Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadik, and like Rabbi Elazar ben Yehudi Batuse, which is Ein Hach, so he says, we don't pass like Rabbi Elazar ben Yehudi Batuse. We pass like the Chachom in the Mishneh, that Bismane, he has to mivaya everything on Shabbos. Not Chum is mivaya Erev Shabbos, and not Chum is mivaya Erev Shabbos. But on Shabbos itself, he is mifarer of Zeir Ruach. And we pass like the Chacham. So this is what the Baramoya was, the Baramoya says. Now then, but the Gemara says, Haloche, Kobra Haloche, Rabbi Elazar ben Yehudi is about to say. So he says that the Kobra Haloche, Rabbi Elazar ben Yehudi is about to say, has reference only to the Dalit choice, but not Lubio. I mean, that's total in the Pshat in the Gemara. Here, the Fiyad Gimel. Because the Gemara says here, Lizozo Mishom, Achikov, Allah, the Gospel of Yudhi, but to say Shema Mishom Rabbi Yeshua. One second, please don't interrupt me. My love, I feel like I so he says, we pass like Rav Pope, that lo levaya. So it's halacha, Rav Elazar ben Yehudi is about to say. But so the Baramoya says that we don't pass like Rav Pope Mishmei Rove, but we pass like the Gemara itself, because the Gemara said. The Gemara said in the second Russian, the boy say me, Rab di Oma kehaitani. So, Aloch Talon is about to say, Shema Mishum Rabbi Yeshua, my love, afil lechel. Oma Rafat Mishmei de Rove, Elo Nivaya. That's another Russian. But we pasken, as the Gemara itself said, that Stom the Gemara, not like Rafat Mishmei de Rove. Rafat Mishmei de Rove, Rafat Mishmei de Rove, but the Stom the Gemara is, my love, a few lecher, a few lecher. So in that we passed, like Rav Lozan Yiddish is about to say. But in regard to this man beer of chametz, whether on Shabbos or Pesach, or Erev Shabbos, so there we don't pass, like Rav Lozan Yiddish is about to say, but like the Rabbanon, that we were in this hakel, this man, we were in this man. But there is one strange thing. Assuming that we pass like the stomach of the Gemara, not like a fuck. That's all right. But even according to the stomach of the Gemara, so Russian Gemara is my love afil leachim, even legabe achille. So that means not only in regard to beer that it has to be destroyed. Erev Shabbos, but even in regard to the achille about choice. So then Rav Papa Mifnirov says, alright, so we don't pass like a papa, we pass like some of the Gemara. But even the stomach of the Gemara is not my love lechem, but I feel lechem. So, according to the Balamoyer, the expression of feel lechem is love dafke. That's the strange thing in the Balamoyer. But anyway, most Rishonim and the Tur and the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch and the Chaber and Ramo, so he passed like Rav Lozan ben Yehuda is about to say that he has to be mivayer all the chometz Erev Shabbos and leave over just enough chometz for Moshe in Shtei Sudas. In regard to Truma, but in regard to Chum, the Shita of the Rif is that Rav Lozan ben Yehuda is about to say himself does not say that we have to be mivayer Erev Shabbos Chum. So Rav Lozan ben Yehuda is about to say, so he agrees with Rav Lozan ben Tzodek that the Chum we are mivayer bizmanu. So does the Pesach of Shulchan Aruch also. The Chum we are mivayer Shabbos. But Misada Minek, so it's not good to be mivayer the Chometz Shabbos Erev Pesach, but that's only Misad HaMinek. But Misad Ikra Didimeh, the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch is, the Rambam and the Rif and the Tur, that Ikra Didimeh and the Gemara, he doesn't have to mivayer any chometz Erev Shabbos. And he can be mivayered all the chometz and Shabbos. How will he mivayer it? He'll float away in the wind, he'll float away in the sewer, and and he can even wash it off, throw, if he has a little bit of chometz, he can throw it in the bathroom too. It will not involve an issur of bizochlim, because he's doing it for a mitzvah, he's not doing it just wastefully. So it will not involve an issur of bizochlim. But the better practice is, Mitzad HaMinek, not to have to be mivayer in difficult ways. After all, on Shabbos, it's not so simple to be mivayer chometz. But Erev Shabbos, you can burn it. So that's the minek. But Mitzad Ikra Didimeh, the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch is, like Rav Lozan ben Yehuda is about to say, but as the Rif says, that Rav Lozan ben Yehuda is about to say himself only applies to Truma. We don't have Truma anyway. It's not relevant to us. So we only have Chum. And as far as Chum is concerned, so Rav Lozan ben Yehuda is about to say, greet with Rav Lozan ben Tzodek, that Chum is Bizman. There is a very strange Tofnas Paneach. I just want to mention it. In case someone mentions it, Tofnas Paneach says, it's a shititroya, it's a very strange pshat by the Tofnas Paneach, which is contrary to all the Rishonim. You know, you can't, Tofnas Paneach was a good lador, but he cannot overrule, all the Rishonim, all the Achenim. It's a shititroya. He has a strange pshat. Mivarim es hakil bizmanom doesn't mean, as the Rishonim say, bizmanom means Shabbos, Erev Pesach. Is mivayah before the Issa Chometz. Ha How is my fire? Zerla Ruach, he throws it away, he dumps it into the sewer, if he has, let's say, in the courtyard that has mechitzes, so there's no issa of tirfu. So it, that's how old Bishin is. He says Bizman means also a Shabbos, on the contrary. But the others who say Erev Shabbos, so you can revile it late Friday afternoon. Let's say Shki is around 6 o'clock. He can revile it at 5:30. But Reb Lezer ben Yehuda is about to say, or the Chachomim, when they say Mivarim Bizmanon, means he has to revile it Friday and Friday early in the morning. Before Shor Shishis, Friday. Of course, that's a Shita Truya, I mean. It's a Shita Truya. We cannot, the Sofnes Paneach cannot bideiche all the Pshatim of Rishim.
Erev Shabbos, like Erev
Pesach. That's right. Is there a Shkonoche Achaim? Or Mishnibura, I mean, Lukas Pesach. I'm sorry. Daran bin ich mit dem Matze. Now, you see, the Shittas HaRambam is not exactly like the Rif. It's partly like Rabbeinu Ephraim, not completely like Rabbeinu Ephraim. You see, Rabbeinu Ephraim says that there are two differences between Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Tzadok and Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda Ish Bar Tusi. One in respect to Chul, so according to Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Tzadok, so Chul Yamivai Aran Shabbos. All the Chul Yamivai Aran Shabbos. And according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda Ish Bar Tusi, so even Chul you are Mivayar Erev Shabbos. That's one difference. And then there's another difference, Rabbi Ephraim says, in respect to Truma itself. Because according to Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Tzadok, so Truma, you are Mivayar everything. And you are Mivayar everything, and you are Mivayar everything Truma, you don't live over Moses Teisudas. And according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda Ish Bar Tusi, so you live over Moses Teisudas. Now, and the Rif Shiti is that when Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda Ish Bar Tusi says Mivar Mesakel, he doesn't mean Chum and Truma, but Bein Truma Teiro, Bein Truma Tmeo, but Chum. So according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda Ish Bar Tusi, like Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Tzadok, you are Mivayar and Shabbos. Mivayar and Shabbos. And then, in respect to Truma itself, when Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Tzadok says, Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Tzadok says, Truma Melifnei HaShabbos, he means, but you live over Moses Teisudas. The Rambam agrees with the Rif on one point, that when Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Tzadok says, when Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda Ish Bar Tusi says, Mivar Nesakel, so according to the Rambam, Yehakel means Bein Truma Bein Chum. Bein Chum, Bein Chum, Bein Chum. So the Rambam says in Perek Gimel, Milches Chomes Matzo, Chol Abos Olilet B'Shabbes, Beit Kines HaChomet B'Lilei Erev Shabbes, Shulil Shlei Oso, Umaniach Min HaChomet Kedi Leachom Menu Ad Arba Shoyes B'Yim HaShabbes. So the Rambam paskens that we have to be mivayer all the chometz, except Moses Teisudas Erev Shabbos. So the Raive says, "Kos baRaive Zal horav leKosafkei el b'Truma hu shemivayer u'mishayer, aru b'Chum en mivayer klum el b'Zmanei." Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda Ish Bar Tusi Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok Tavai Estir Leike Adode V'chein Iker. So in other words, so the Rambam he paskens like Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda Ish Bar Tusi, but whereas according to the Rif, so it's Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda Ish Bar Tusi and Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok is ein Ach, according to the Rambam it's not Hainach, because according to Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Tzadok, so Chul you're not Mivayer at all Erev Shabbos, only on Shabbos. And according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda Ish Bar Tusi, so Chul too you're Mivayer Erev Shabbos, and you only live over Mosein Shteisudas. So there is the Raivet, he passes completely like the Rif Shiti. Now Yishchonoch, let's see the Lashon of Yishchonoch. יודלת שחליאס בשבס, בית קין ליל יודגימו, ומיוורים הקיום לפני השבס, ומשארים מוזן ביסודייס לצירך השבס, ביסודי גימו זמנו אחר המנח, ואוזן יוכל עשי סולוי במצב לא בחומץ. Now, it is obvious the Mechaber does not have reference to Trumah because there is no Trumah b'zman hazeh. So he has reference to Chul. And still he says, Umivarin hakir lifnei HaShabbos. So it's according to the Rif Shiteh, so then he is Nechuyev to Umivar Etan Shabbos, not Erev Shabbos. So the Rambam doesn't pasken like the Rif. I mean here is the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch, he paskens like the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch paskens like the Rambam, completely. In other words, he says, Mivarin hakel lifnei HaShabbos, and of course, that's chum. Still, you are mechuyev mikra midine, according to the Pesach of Shulchan Aruch, even chum, to be mivayet lifnei HaShabbos. Why? I mean, because he paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda is about to say, but not like Rabbi Elazar ben Reb Tzadik. But even according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda is about to say that hakil means bein truma bein chum. But he doesn't have to be violated early Friday morning. In other words, Erev Shabbos is not like Erev Pesach, Bishor HaShoni. So, but he has to mivayret Kedem HaShabbos. He can mivayret the last minute before Shabbos. Let's say just before Benches Licht. So he's mivayret the Chometz. Then the Ramo says, the Machaber himself says in Siv Beis Teiv Livaya Be'Erev Shabbos Kedem Chatzeis Kidei Shal Yivou Liteis Bishor Shonim Livaya Racha Chatzeis. I mean, that's like the Tzofnas Paneach Pshat, but according to the Machaber, it's only Mitzad Minig. So the Minig is only to be Livaya at Erev Shabbos Kedem Chatzeis. That's only Mitzad Minig. But to be mivayaret Erev Shabbos and not to wait with the bio and Shabbos, so the Mechaber paskins the Mechaber and the Ramo the same way. They paskin like the Shittes HaRambam and not like the Rif and the Raivad and Moshe Rishon. That we can eat chometz only till Shor Chamishis. After the choice, we're not allowed to eat chometz. The Omer of Im Baravade, Maise Vermechot, Shehivki Diski Yom Leo Chometz, Eitzel Yechen and Chaku Koye, Vinokvu Arborim, Voyo Chometz Mivad Beis Vyeitzeh. ובו לפני רבי שורשנו אומרי המתן, שני אומרי המתן, שלישי אומרי המתן, רביעי אומרי המתן, חמישי אומרי ציוני חובשוק, מי לעבור נוכרים, כרב יהודה. So what does it mean? That חמישיס, so you have to sell it. To goyim, but not to Jews. Why not to Jews? Because la'achad al-shoy is at 10 o'clock, it's also ba'achile. Like Rabbi Yehuda, k'Rabbi Yehuda. Om Ravi Yisrael, Yisrael, k'Rabbi Meir. No, it's more higher. Maybe when Rebbe said, Hamishi Tzei. That he meant sell it to Nochim. He meant sell it to Jews. Omer Abaye in Israel. Why does he have to sell it? He can eat it himself. Mishkal Nafshe. So the answer is Mishum Chshove, because it was a pikod. So then Nechshat. People shouldn't say that there is fraud. You know, after all, he has a certain relationship with the Mafkit. Sabi, if the Shena, let's say, buys it himself, people say he didn't buy it, he just took it for himself. So in order to keep away from Chshat, so he shouldn't even buy it. So he has to sell it to other Jews. Mishum Chshat, Tanya Gabi's Voke Shem Mamim Lechalek, Petra Achirim, Petra Atzmon. Gabi Tam Cheshem Mamim Lechalek, Mechla Achirim, Mechon Leatzmon. משום שנאמר בישם מקים עד השם מישראל. That's the meaning of Marasai. That a Jew is mechuyev to make sure that people will not be chesedim, that he is doing dvar masor. Dvar masor. I mean, you shouldn't say, what do I care about people? My conscience is clear before the Rebbeinu Shalom. No. V'yisem nikim ad Hashem Yisrael. So that means that, let's say, when they were tearing the Tumas HaLishko, they were not allowed to be tearing it in such a way and to put it, you know, behind his beged, because people think that he's stealing it. So Meneila, that's an Indian of Marasai. Omer Rav Adam Masin Rav Yisef, Bifirush Amretlon, Tseyu Meichon Linochim, Kirab Yudeh. So in other words, that means that we pass in the Trebe, Paskin like Rabbi Judah, that chometz can be eaten only at saved our choice. In short, Hamishis, a Jew cannot eat it, and he has to sell it to Goy. I'll see the Rashi. This year, Shtei Nis Mokodesh, Shnei Sakin, Am Tachashalei, Nekfuah Aborim, Voynechsav, Avor Benitzinoyo, הבוס בניסנו יב חומץ בזול ובו לפני רב הלילה עם קירום נחסרין של מפקיד המתין שמיוד ליחו בו חמישיס עם החשתי סול אוכלי אומר לה יצאו מיכון לשוק בית שומות הבנה לא יסרו לחד מי עבור הכם עלי איש יוסי או שייט לא ימשכחס לישרו איף יובישית למשכחס לישרו לזבנה נשקרו נפשי ויחלנו יתנדם אפילו ביילים לא מולטריח ולרח בשוק אחר שניסנו רשוס לומקר פרט עם פרוטי של נחישי שקובו לצדוק אוך שמה שניסי מחלו לאסור פרטם בכסף תמכם מאחוליכם ומנמחל שגיעו מחלק ומייכם לעצמו שמייח שיתם שלא קחום בזו בפירוש אמרת לון רבי יסף חולו ושש פרט חלמודי ולך הזמן כשלא מחלו לתבואו הוא מזכיר נסתלמוד וכך למדלתון וראשי Kiman as the Hotchmaitz the Rebbe, that Rebbe advised the Shemer to sell it, even though the Mafkid did not explicitly authorize him to sell it. Kirapshin Gamliel, itnam Hamafkid Peris, Itzel Havere, Afilon Avudim Yigaben. If somebody is Mafkid Peris, Itzel Havere, and then he started to rap the Peris. So the question is, he has to keep it that way, or he should sell it in order to protect, to spare the buying of Hefset. So the Tanakhama says, Afilu in Avudin lo yigare. He is not allowed to touch them. Rav Shimon Gamliel Meir, Meichom Bibezdin, Lipnei Ashoves Avei. So according to Reb Shimon Gamliel, so he can sell it in order to be matzil, the bailim from Hefzed Momen. Now, Shabbos Aleichem. כי מה נועז להודי רבי שאיר אולימציה פיקודנית נשעובד? לייק רב שימן בן גמליאל. Because according to the Tanekame of רב שימן גמליאל, so אפילו אין עבודים לאיגבן, so here by חומץ too. So according to the Nekame of רב שימן גמליאל, he wouldn't be allowed to sell it. Because there is no heter of Hashavas Aleide. He has no right to sell it if the Bailim didn't authorize him to sell it. V'lav yitmer alo omer abaye, v'lav yitmer alo. Why do we say that according to Tanekamu of Rav Shimon Gamliel, he is not allowed to sell it? Because he says, afil hein avudim lir ben lo yishomu elo birgoy. Chesreino. When does the Nekami say, "Afil na'avudim liyigaben"? Only when it's a normal deterioration. Avod yisamu cheskinen. If the loss is abnormal, then even the Nekami is made that it can be meichom the best. Avod yisamu cheskinen meichom the best. Because k'moche, here it's not a question of a major loss. It's completely lost. Because it will be Osabanoya Homishovol of a Pesach. Avalism Reschinum Mechomibesen, Vikoshkin Hoche, the Pseidaligambe. What does it mean by the Reschinum? A Kishen Achsorin Lokidar Hisorin Shapiris Akotsov, the Matsir Bamafkit, the Hitmo Leiris, Tishachots to Ikabin Niko. The Kaposit Ligambre, Shen Solim Banoe, so of course even Tanakamu will be made at the Pinchon Bibesn in Nashav Zavedi. When does the Tanakamu say Luiga Bay? So only when there is a big deterioration, but it's still a normal deterioration. But if the deterioration, the loss is abnormal, and certainly where it's 100%, like Chometz, so then even Tanakami is made that he is meichon bibesn. Teisus says here, Pirdei Cheschenon, then the Tanakhama says that Luigabem. So, and it means that according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, even when the chisson, the deterioration, is a natural wadding, he's still allowed to sell it. But why should he? Because I read in my time that Rav Shimon Gamliel don't make him the best. ואם הרידי מהר למחסה בחידש, איך עוד יעיצה מה שחיסון לא חידש, וכל רדי חסכים הוא שעדיין נסחסכו יעיצה מרדי חיסורים לא יעיר לשונו. Of course, if the חיסורים is the normal thing that happens constantly, so nobody is matter to sell it. Nobody is matter to sell it. Because, let's say, after a few days it might start running, but if the חיסורים is a minimum, the normal chisorin, so even Rav Shimon Gamliel is made it, that lo yigaben. But when is there a machlekel between Tanakame and Rav Shimon Gamliel in a case where it's not the usual chisorin? But what he says in the case, di nechsa b'chidesh echot, yeisir minashe chisorin yiru l'chidesh. וקורא ברדי חסכנון, לפי שעדיין לנסחסכו יסיה מדי חיסורים או ראשון. שכל תנקמה, even if it's נעבנו לנו חיסון, but if it's not as much as takes place in the course of a year, in one חידש, so he's still not allowed to touch it. But according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, in as much as it is more than the usual chisson in a month, so then he still meichon the best. Still meichon the best. Now, we saw the machlokes between the Rif and Rabbi Ephraim. According to the Rif, when Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda ish bar Tusse says that he has to be mivayer in hakel, so hakel doesn't mean ben truma ben chum, but it means truma, but ben teiro ben meyo. According to Rabbi Ephraim, it means ben chum ben truma, and not like Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda. We saw that the Rambam doesn't pasken like the Rif. Most Rishonim do, but the Rambam not. And the Shulchan Aruch himself so doesn't pasken like the Rif, but like the Rambam. What is this shite? Umishayrim nozin shtei sudeis v'kolshkun b'cholim sheichleim merubim d'mishayrim ki d'mashma b'disefti. So it's mashma. So kolshkun b'cholim that he has to leave over mozin shtei sudeis. But what is over and above the mozin shtei sudeis, so that he has to destroy. So teis shite is not like the Rif. Teis shite is not like the Rif. In other words, teis shite is like the Rambam. Now the Magen Avraham mentions a din. Suppose somebody knows that his friend, let's say he went overseas in Bisayam, and he has a lot of chametz. So he has a right to sell his friend's chametz, even though the friend didn't authorize him to sell it to a goy. Why? On the basis of this gemara. On the basis of this gemara. Why? What is it? Because this gemara of Maisa Bodem Echot, Shehifki Diskiem Leo Chametz, Eitzel Yechan Chakukoye, ונקבו הערבורים ויוחמיס לבד וייצי באופן רבי שורשים אמר יאמתי שני אמר יאמתי שלישי סמר יאמתי רביעי סמר יאמתי חמישי סמר יצא ימיך בשוק סיר משוק so even though he wasn't authorized so still he was allowed to sell it so the Gemara at first said that it's only like Rav Shimon Gamliel then the Gemara says no it's in Malibu Tanekame because it was an unusual chitzon it was 100% loss. Anyway, but Rebbe said that the mafkid had a right to sell it. He was obligated to sell it in order to protect the bailim from loss. So maybe whenever one Jew knows that a friend of his so has chametz and he went to Nesayam, some melee, if he will not sell his chametz to a goy, so then after Pesach, when he comes back from Nesayam, he will be not allowed to use that chametz. So it's a mitzvah to sell it to a goy, even though he's not a shena. He's not a shena. So it's still a mitzvah to sell it to a goy. On what basis is he authorized to do it? Because of Zochen L'Odom Shalei B'Fonov. Zochen L'Odom Shalei B'Fonov. So anyway, so we see a big chiddush in the Magen Avraham. You see, that we say not only Zochen L'Odom, but Zochen Me'odom also. There is a ktzeis in Simen Reishman Gimel in Chesh Mishpat. And the Ktzeis Acheshen mentions a certain Chiddush. He mentions a certain Chiddush. That, and he's Midayiket from the Chiddush HaRashba Nidoy. That the whole Aloche of Zochen L'Odom Shaloi B'Fonov is only L'Odom, but not Me'odom. What does it mean Zochen L'Odom Shaloi B'Fonov? In other words, Ruvain wants to give him matonet to Levi. And Levi isn't here. But Shimon is here. So Reuven can say, I want you to be zeicher this watch for Levi. So he tells Shimon to make a kinyan in the watch and to intend that Levi should acquire a title in that watch. Levi doesn't know anything about it, but it's a source for him to get a gift. So Melech even though sin matnis yachir, but he still is chos. So mele, on the basis of zochin, we say zochin leo dom shalei b'fonom. We can be mizake to a person, to Levi, shalei b'fonom. But suppose it is a schus to take away certain chifetz from Levi. Can Shimon give it away to another person, sell it? Because somebody knows that a friend of his has many stocks and he is knowledgeable in the stock market, and he knows that if he waits another week, then it will decline, and the owner of the stocks will sustain a great loss. Is he allowed to sell his friend's stocks because he has special knowledge that it will be for his benefit, for the friend's benefit? So the Ktzis HaChesed says no. Here it wouldn't be an inyan of Zochin Leodon. He wants to take away his stocks to give it to a person on the basis of Schus. Yes, but to take it away from a person, even though it is a Schus, that you cannot do. We say Zochin Leodon, but not Zochin Meodon. Now that's a big Chiddush. But you put it here, yeah, that's the morning dawn, yes? Yes. There's a Gemara Midor in Daf Lamed Vav. Daf Lamed Vav on the base. Iboru, hatirin mishalei al shol chaveri, tzorir baitei eloi. Suppose Reuven wants to be mafrish, truma, maizres, on Shimon's clap. Shimon has a clap of truma, and it is devil, unless you take off truma and maizres. So Reuven has his own clap, so he is willing to take off a certain measure from his clap and say, this measure of Tfue should be Tfue on my friend Shimon's crop. And this friend Shimon doesn't know anything about it. Can he do that? So Daiteloi, maybe only if Shimon is asked and he says, yes, you can be mafrish from your crop to pater my crop. But if he doesn't ask him, he cannot do it. Mi amrin on kidin disrusuloi litzor das, oi dilma mitzvah delay, vinichale lemed. So the whole shayla of the Gemara is, it certainly could be done, on the basis of Zochin Odlon Shalom Bifono. But the question is it disrus? What kind of disrus is it? He's misaking the crop of Shimon? Well, maybe Shimon wants to do it himself. He wants to have the mitzvah. Why? He will spare him the little bit of tumor. He doesn't care for it. Maybe it's not his source. Maybe Shimon feels that Reuven shouldn't mind somebody else's business. So he has to be misaken the decree that's his concern. Why should Reuven mix in his affairs? So the only shaila is, maybe it's not even his source. Oh, it is his horse. But assuming it is his horse, so then he definitely can do it. He definitely can do it. So the Rashbo says, the Rashbo says, בלו, הכיר משלמי אוסר חברי, צור דעס אלוי, מי אמרים אנקים דיסחוס אלוי לא צורך, קשה לי, ושליח הסלב מדינדי ניחלי או לא ניחלי, אלך זה עשה כוספו, דימאתם לדעתכם, אף שלוחכם לדעתכם, ותדלוך שהערים על חברי, צייתרים לי, והולך ומוציא תורו, If Reuven says to Shimon, be telling Trume for me. And then Shimon went and he found that he and the Holachomote and the Sha'im al Khabir Tremli, the Holachomote Tor, then Reuven himself found the Tor, so the Mandoma. In other words, you cannot assume that the Shliach does the Shlichas. So even though Reuven told Shimon, be mafrish, so you cannot assume that Shimon certainly did it. So maybe Shimon didn't do it, but he found it all. Maybe somebody else did it. So Reuven told חזוק איש לי אשר כזה, אמרים להם ברשקם ודחום, שאין לי תור, לדיר מיני שחרין לי. שומעי, another person heard, Levi was standing, and he heard, as Reuven says to Shimon, you be מפריש, תרומו on my crop. So Levi went ahead, and he's a quick, he runs faster, and maybe Levi, was mafrish. If we say chazok ashliach eish ishlach usay, so then we assume Shimon certainly did it. But if ein shliach eish ishlach usay, so the fact that he found the tome is no raya that Shimon did it. Maybe Levi heard it. So Levi did it. So Mele seen, and Levi was not appointed as a shliach by Reuven to be mafrish, so Mele is still there. שהאם הרחבי יוצאים מטרמי ואור החומות יתורם ומאן לא מחזוק אין שלי הרש לחוסי אמרים ברשקן לחום שאין יתורם דדון משכין שומי והולך ותורם ורחמון אומר אתם גם אתם מה אתם מידתכם אף שלוחכם מידתכם ואף אגב דהוסם ניחלי שתיקנו אסקאי So the cashes of the Rashbo is why does Gemara not buy whether it is a schuz, it's not a schuz maybe it's not a schuz because Nichol Winish never Mitzvah Momen. Maybe he doesn't want this kind of favors. It's not a favor to him. But assuming that it is his schus, then it can be mafrish. But we see that by Truma, even in the case where Levi heard how Reuven said to Shimon, be mafrish, so then it's certainly Michalei, because he told Shimon to be mafrish. And Levi went ahead, but inasmuch as Levi himself was not authorized by Reuven to do it, so the afrosh is not valid. So in the case where he didn't hear the Balaam say a thing, how can he be there on the basis of Zohar? That's the Rashbo's kash. V'yesh le'imah, v'teirem mishalei al shol chaveir eishane. Do ribino shluch elidaitei el v'teirem mishal balakri al balakri. אבל ביטרי משלוי על בלת שרי, כי אם שאין איש על בלת שרי, ליביינון שלחו סימנש, ואין הדבר תולו לסחוס לוי וזוך מאוד אשר ביפונוף, ולאף סחוס לוי דמצווה לנפשי עודף לקניה. So he says, there the Gemara in whom has referenced the case, Reuven has a crop in his gear. And he says to Shimon, listen, you go over to my gear, and there you'll find a lot of tvue, you'll take off a piece of tvue and you'll declare it as trume, as maisres, and the rest of the crop. So the crop is Reuven's, and the trume that will be taken off will also be Reuven's. So mishal chaveri al shal chaveri. So if Levi happened to hear it, but in view of the fact that he wasn't appointed as a shliach to do it, and he did it, even though it certainly nichalei to Reuven, because he himself told Shimon to do it, so he wants the Tumah should be taken off. So, but it's not Valadav Roshi. Because we need Shlichas, and here it was not a Shlich. Mashiach came in this case, where Reuven is tailoring from his Tvue to Pata Shimon's Tvue, so they are on the basis of Zochin, so Zochin only shall be fun of. So the question is, so why in the case of Teirim, Mishal Chaveri, Alshal Chaveri, we should also say Zochin. So the Tzisachishan, Simon Reishman Gungmul says, no, we say only Zochin Leodom, but we do not say Zochin Meodom. So in the case of Teirim, Mishal Alshal Chaveri, if Reuven takes off from his Tvue to Pata Shimon's Tvue, so he's not taking away anything from Shimon. Reuven is only giving Shimon. He doesn't take away anything. Not one chito does he take away from Shimon. He only gives him good things. In other words, he's misaking Shimon's Tvue, and he doesn't take away any Tvue from Shimon. So it's Zochin Leodom. Mashein Kein, if he will take off from Shimon's Tvue to Misakin Shimon's Tvue, of course it's still Zchus. Otherwise it's terrible. But it's not a mean of Zochin Leodom. Zochin Leodom. He has to take away. It's like selling somebody's stocks because it will give him a gain. I mean, it will not, it will protect him against loss. So, Zoch Mei Odom is Lo Yamona. Zoch Mei Odom is Lo Yamona. Zoch Mei Odom Lo Yamona. So, in other words, this is the Ksis Achishins, Pshat in the Rashba, in Idom. So, according to this Achishin, the Rashba mentions a very big Chiddush. A very big Chiddush. That we only say Zochin Leolam, but not Zochin Meolam. Is there a Gemara Gittin here? No. Gemara Gittin? One second. Thank you. Rashi, der Fjut um Dauf in Gitten. I don't want to go over the whole Gemara. But the Rashi, the Baramasril, Upachinon, Chazore Gufe Ise Bigdushin, Shi Mosar Shag, Shtarkdushin Mishtruche, Virotzol Arzea, Is Chesea, Deinkan Schuslo, כי עושה לו, הכול העומה, משום ההשתורה אין מסחייב במזה ניסר. Because the Mishnah said, the Rabbonin say, it's a מחלקס, רב מאיר נחכון, whether סחוסו לעבד שייצא מתחסרה ולחירוס, Oh, it's not Yisrus. Rabbonim say it's Yisrus. And Rameah says it's not Yisrus. Some Avodim is Befkir and Nechalei. They don't even want to go out Lechayos. But Rabbonim say it is Yisrus to be liberated. So maybe the Rabbonim say if somebody had an Evit 9. And let's say Ruvain was the owner of an Evit 9. And Ruvain said to Shimon, here is a shtar shichu, and you be zeiche, and ten this shtar shichu to my Evit 9. The Evit 9 doesn't know anything about it. Then a day later he says, I changed my mind. Don't give it to him. It's too late. Because ten is kisri. And since it's Yisrus for the Eved to be liberated, so the moment the Odin Ruvin said to Shimon, Tein Zerli Evedshali, so in effect meant he should be Zeiche, he should be like Ishliach Lekabole of the Eved 9. So he already was Yitzle Chayos. So then it's like someone saying after he liberated his Eved, I changed my mind, it's too late. That's what the Rabbanan says. According to Rameah, he can be Chizer, because it's not his chutz. So the Eved is only liberated when he gets it into his hand. But according to the Rabbanan, it is his chutz. Now the question is, suppose that by Shtagdush, suppose a certain man is a tremendous Shidach, and he decided to marry a certain woman, and then he wrote his shtar kedushin. And then Ruvain, he's a tremendous shidach for that woman. And Ruvain says to Shimon, Tein ze liplenis, I want to marry her. Everybody realizes that he's a prince. She could never hope for such a wonderful thing, for such a wonderful shidach. Then the next day, he says to Shimon, I changed my mind. Don't give it to this woman. So, can be chayzer or can't be chayzer? She must ask the Akdushin Mishluchi, the Rotzol Arze a chayzer. Why is a chayzer? The income schusolo, the Osolo Akulal, never mind he's a prince. But maybe she doesn't want to be bound. Maybe she wants to be free and not to be married altogether. And when she decides to be a married woman, so then she'll marry a prince. But in the meantime, she doesn't want to become bound by all the burdens of an ishish, of a married woman. So it's not a schus, it's a chayv. So maybe when can she become kedushes? Only when the shtar kedushin is handed over to her. But if the Baal changes his mind, so then he cannot hand over the shtar kedushin to her. So why not? Why don't we say Zochen Lodim Shalei Bifonov? It's a schus for her. It's not a schus. Also, Akul Alma, what kind of a schus is it? It's not a schus, it's a chayv. Assuming that it is a schus. Assuming that it is a schus. So then he couldn't be chayzer. Then he couldn't be chayzer. But according to the Ktzeis Pshat in the Rashbo, that you only say Zochen Leodom. But we do not say Zochen Leodom. Now, in Gdushin, who is the Kene and who is the Makne? Who is the Das Kene in Gdushin? It requires both Das. The Das Oish and Das Abal. The Das Abal, he is the Kene. And the Isha is the Das Makne. So here, from Rashi it appears that the reason as to why he can be chayzer, because it's not his chutz. But assuming it is his chutz, then he couldn't be chayzer. Then he couldn't be chayzer. But even if it had been his chutz, he should be able to be chayzer. Because here, she has to give way herself, to makna herself the Baal. So it's zochin meyadot. And zochin meyadot, we do not say. So we see from Rashi Shite that not only do we say Zochin Leodom, but we see Zochin Meodom also. But here it's not Schus altogether, it's a Chayv. But suppose it is Schus, so then we can certainly do apply the Loch of Zochin Shmonov. So in other words, so Rashi is Chilik and Rashi Poshi. The Ktzis Achishin says in Simon Rish when Gimel Vet is Pshat and Rashi Vot, but Rashi is Chilik. Israel can't teach Achish. Now, how does it appear from our Gemara? I mean, the Mogen Avraham says that if somebody knows that his friend is in Midnes Yam, and now it's Erev Pesach, and if he doesn't sell his friend's chometz, so his friend will have a big loss, he'll lose so much chometz, so it's a mitzvah to sell it on the basis of Rachel and Shofanov. So Rachel and Shofanov. So in other words, that's like Rashi Shiti. But how about the Rashbo? But, so the Mogavom's din will not be true according to the Rashbo. But how about our Gemara? How about our Gemara? So it could be that here there is a special Takonas Chachom of Hashavas Aved. Does not necessarily have to be based upon the Aloche of Zochen Odom Shalayufam. Al-Gavri Yitztab. In other words, if we say that the Yitztab was like a bench, so, and it was, there was a halal, you know, sometimes you have a wall here, and the wall here, and then you have a bench, and the, there is a wall to that bench on both sides. So it means al gavri tzdabi that the two chalas were placed. Omalei v'chilatzni amitzorich. Al gavri tzdabi means that it will not be exposed, no one will see it because it's enclosed. Tone al gavri tzdabi on the top. You see here is the gag. And then you have a wall here and a wall here, and then a gag. So not he put the two chalas here in between. Then it will not be seen as a semen. After all, it was done. But on top here, he would put it, you know. So then everybody would see it on the abayis. So we would know, I mean, when is this man to get rid of the chometz? So it was one inside the other. Tanya noch harabai stof kofu hoyo. Stof kofu hoyo. Rab Yude in the Aristibune so is on Mikris stof lifnim stof. Omar Arbe, Omar Rab Yude. Lifisho, Stacy says, Lifisho hoyo rabbi muvek, korle rabbi. What does this mean? And if he hadn't been Rabbi Muvek, so he should call him just by the name Yehude, just because he's Rabbi Muvek. So you have to call him by his name. But you see, the Amoraim are called Rav Yehude. Here it's not Rabbi Yehude the Tane, it's Rav Yehude the Amere. Who is called Rabbi? Tane, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehude. Rabbi Nechemye, Rabbi Akive, Tanoi. But you say Rab Nachman, not Rabbi Nachman, Dameire, Rab Yehude, Rab Pope, not Rabbi Pope. Why is it so? How the Tanoim are called Rabbi, and Amoraim are called Rab. So the Rambam in the Agdomet, the Pirush HaMishne says, the Tanoim was Smuchi. So Rabbi is an appellation of his Somuch. But in Bavel they were not Smuchim. But they were big family Chachamim anyway, so they were called Rav. As a matter of fact, The modern rabbis call themselves rabbi, not rav. The old-fashioned rabbonim are called rav, you see. But the modern rabbis, they are on the level of the name of Nismochim. They call themselves rav. So the question arose in Teisa's mind, how is it here we're not dealing, we don't have reference to Rabbi Yehuda the Tane? Omar Rachve, Omar Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda the Amir, all of a sudden he's called Rabbi. So why? So he says, Lefisho, your Rabbi Muvek, call a Rabbi. Even though he was not his son. All right, now we are skipping the sugya. The sugya of Chamiz Gakenim, and tomorrow, Be'ezras Hashem, will start the mission of Kol Shor. I told you till the sugya of Chesky and Rabbi Avuye. So you don't have to go beyond that, because that sugya is such a long sugya. I mean, if we start it, so it will take a long time even to cover a miktsas of that sugya. So just go over well the Gemara up to Omar Cheskiah. And there's a lot to be discussed in this Gemara. That's for tomorrow.